the hell is going on?
Yeah, what the hell is going on?
Dust has
what is this? Eric, what is this?
This is Imogen Heap.
Oh, look at you connecting it. The baby names, the number one baby name for a girl was Imogen. I guess that explains it. They all named it after that silly song. Is that the name of the song or the name of the band?
So it's Imogen, not Imogen.
Imogen Heat?
I don't know. It's her name, though. I know she's an artist.
That was a woman singing?
Yes.
I thought that was like a Justin Bieber type kid.
Like a young boy.
The head's getting in. Oh, God. Crush it.
No.
Crush it in Derek's ass.
Eric loves it.
He would love that. Yeah, we are talking about popular baby names of 2013. I do have the top 10 here, but I also have the top 10 from 1913. Can you pick out which year these names were popular in? Okay, idea, I'm going to let you go over here. 2013 or 1913? Head crack.
Head crack. I'm guessing that's more of a modern day name. I'm going to go 2013.
Yes, that would be 2013. Headcrack, very popular name in Atlanta. Where is Headcrack? Headcrack is part of our Dish Nation family. Hey, good to see you.
Heidi and Frank in real life.
Headcrack in real life.
I know, this is kind of surreal, isn't it?
It is. We watch you every night.
I feel like I know you.
I watch you guys every night, too.
Look at us.
I've been in the room before.
Right?
We're on Dish Nation together. It airs on Fox weeknights at midnight in Atlanta.
And can we make it edgy and call it what it is? We're like a television gang.
Yeah.
You guys are like, you know, you guys are the L.A. set. We're the ATL set.
Yeah.
Kid Craddock in the morning and them. They're the Dallas set. You know, Seattle, the Seattle set. We rock out.
We got it covered. No one's going to mess with us.
What are you doing out here in Los Angeles?
There's this big thing called Taste of Soul, and it's going down this weekend. Like, a bunch of different food places and vendors are going to come out, and you get to try a bunch of different foods and stuff like that. We're setting up the Dish Nation booth. You come out, take pictures. We sign autographs. I'll kiss babies as long as they look healthy. And, you know what I'm saying? So it's going to be a great time, man. And I'm also shooting a music video in L.A. this weekend.
Look at you.
Oh,
you got to utilize that free trip.
You're blowing up.
Hey, Craig, it's really a shame that you don't work out more.
I tried to go before I left.
It's really a shame. I mean, you're really just so
emaciated. Eat some of that food out at the food festival. Yeah,
but the Taste of Soul.
Here's the thing. Like, some people work out to be healthy. I work out so I can eat unhealthy things.
Okay, yeah.
You and Heidi are on the same page.
Yeah,
that's why she drinks so much. She works out so she can drink wine every single night.
I run and I work out like crazy, but I don't do the eating good part. Like, I drink red wine at night with bread and pasta, but I only work out so I can drink all that.
Nice. What is your wine of choice?
Oh, a nice red wine, a little Cabernet. Well, with alcohol in it.
She'll drink it out of a solo cup. She doesn't care.
And what's your vice? Like, what are you into?
I smoke a lot of weed.
He is a weed smoker.
You could say that? And they won't, it's L.A., I guess. You won't be judged. It's legal here.
You couldn't say that in Atlanta?
If I said it in Atlanta, I'm a criminal.
That head crack's a drug dealer. Yeah, no, he smokes
his
weed.
His name's Head Crack. I hear weed is...
Okay, so how did you get that name?
All right, the name Head Crack came from a game called CeeLo, right? Whenever you roll a 4, 5, 6, they call that a head crack. It's like hitting the jackpot. So my parents were notoriously cheap and put me in school a year early. So, like, when most kindergarteners were, like, 6, I was, like, 4 and a half going on 5. So, fast forward all the way to my high school years, all my friends are working, I couldn't work. So I would take my lunch money from the week and I would gamble. I would shoot dice in the bathroom and shoot dice in classrooms. And, like, you know, and I would play this game called CeeLo, which I learned in New York, because that's where I'm from originally. So you can adjust the rules of CeeLo to people who don't know how to play because everybody was using a two-dice system. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I was like...
like, if we played right now, you'd be like, these are the rules, and you'd always win.
Every single time. So, like, whenever you roll a 4, 5, 6, they call that a head crack. It's, like, the best thing you could possibly get in a game of CeeLo. So, like, my whole life in existence and even in my radio career, I've just been, like, lucky and blessed. So, it's like, yeah, head crack.
Head
crack. So it's like Black Yahtzee.
Pretty much. You know what? Let's go with that.
Your name could have been Black Yahtzee.
You know, and when I try to introduce the game and see a little white people, I'm going to say, yeah, let's play some Black Yahtzee.
So this music video you're shooting, is this from your new LP you have out called Fancy Anthrax?
Well, actually, the group, the Bodega Brothers, have an album out called Fancy Anthrax. That's a group that I'm in with this guy named Keynote and this other guy named Travi. And it's crazy. We're like the United Colors of Benetton. Because, like, it's me, an Irish guy, and a Mexican guy.
Wow.
And when we tour, our DJ is Indian. We didn't plan it this way, but it's awesome. Because, like, depending where we go, like, when we was in Ireland, all right, Travi, it's on you.
Yeah, yeah, take
you,
this.
You are the face of the group. If we ever go to Mexico, hey, Kino, it's on you. You're the face of the group. Bombay. All right, Nero, I know you're just a DJ, but you are the face of the group.
I got this one.
I'm the front man.
So this week in the video, I'm shooting.
Put your hand in the air.
Wave them like you're the other girl.
Popped in Molly and a little incense there. So the video I'm shooting this weekend is for my solo joint that I've been working on for a minute, aside from the group stuff. So it's going to be really fun. It's about coming to California and losing yourself to the city. And I'm actually looking for some extra, like, faces and extras. Like, if you look exotic and you have Twitter and Instagram, you should come.
We're the least exotic.
No, I would
seen.
Be so honored if y'all was in the video.
Hey, if you're ever in a Germany, I can be your front person.
And I know people like hear the radio show and they don't see the radio show, but Heidi, you are beautiful.
Oh, hey,
in person.
Thank you.
And like, you
in
know,
person,
like,
yes, not so much on
no,
film.
No, TV cameras do.
Cameras
not,
hate her guts.
I disagree. I disagree. And you have no idea how popular you are with men.
Oh.
Like, anytime you do the tongue thing.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't seen it, the tongue in person. Now, wait till you actually see it in real life. Go ahead, Heidi. You got to show head crack.
I'm just going to show head crack right now. Just got here.
Whip it out. I mean, he brought it up.
Talk about head. I got a head crack when I got the tongue, right?
Yeah, let's see it.
Oh, my God.
Now, in real life, that thing is, the TV doesn't do that thing justice.
Nah.
That is enormous.
Does it have a name?
No, we shouldn't. Maybe head crack should name it. Maybe think about it for a while.
Persia. It's the first thing that came to mind. All right, now, Frank, what's
all right, time to show everybody Persia.
What's your secret skill, Frank?
I have a baby tooth.
Whoa!
Yeah, I'm 42 years old, or 43, I'm sorry, and I still have a baby tooth right there. See that little thing?
I don't know how it's hanging on. Baby teeth don't have roots.
I got to call Guinness or something. I got to be in the world records.
It's the opposite of a fang.
No, it's a little, it's smaller than a Tic Tac.
It's a little baby
Frank tooth. It's still attached to my gums.
Yeah, and you have a third nipple.
But it's in the hair now. I mean, you could see that much more when I was younger. But yeah,
God, it's so fun on Dish Nation.
Do you have a special trick?
Freestyle and
rap battling.
I got to say though, the taco meat conversation.
Uh huh.
Oh my God, I never heard it called that before with the chest hair being called.
Yeah, like you know, like in the black community, refer
taco
like to
meat.
You know, because it's little, it's curly black hair, it's all balled up, it's cropped tight, and like, and I became so self conscious of it that like when I started rocking lower V necks, I started just shaving like the V part. So now I just look utterly ridiculous with my shirt off. Like
it's like you have a taco meat shirt on.
it's like your head is coming out of an uppercase V.
Doggo meat. That's hilarious.
Right before you walked in, Headcrack, we were covering the most popular baby names of 2013.
Okay.
But I also found the popular baby names of 1913. So you're going to have to tell me, is this 1913 or 2013 baby, okay?
Let's get it.
Let's see. Let's go with Henry.
I'm going to go with 1913.
Yeah.
That would be the number 7. Most popular baby name in 2013. Henry's still around.
Wait, what? Henry came out and made that name popular again.
Yeah.
I know. There's no, maybe Harry.
No,
I can understand Harry from Prince Harry.
Yeah.
And then George. Is George
the baby.
On,
nope, yeah.
George's not made
only
the list
only popular
yet.
Henry I know is Henry Fonda and the candy bar, Oh Henry, which I think they stopped making.
All right. I'll give you another chance, Headcrack. Okay, ready? Emmett. 1913 or 2013? Emmett.
Well, this is Emmett Smith.
Eyes on the Prize has been coming on TV a lot. Emmett Till is in the conversation again. I'm still going to go with not 2013.
Actually, it's the number 8 most popular baby name in 2013. Yes, you're wrong twice in a row.
Who's doing this? Who are these people? Like, did these people just get released from prison? Like, were they cryogenically frozen? Like,
all right, one more try.
Okay.
2013 or 1913, boy baby name. James.
2013.
James has been around forever, though. Just wasn't in the top 10 of 1913. Right. James, he's on the board. I'm going to give you a CD, a William Shatner CD.
The new one?
The new one. I have it.
The one we...
The concept album.
Yes.
Ponder the Universe or something?
Ponder the Universe. We're actually talking
Ponder
to William
the Mystery.
Shatner
Ponder
later.
The Mystery.
Ponder the Mystery. I'm going to give you one of those. You can take it home.
I appreciate that. Are you all like on a first name basis with William Shatner? Some people call him Bill.
Yeah, but I would be so uncomfortable saying, hello, Bill. Like, I don't know. Yeah, like, it's when people it's when people say, when they're talking about working with Sandra Bullock, they'll go, you know, Sandy was, and you're like, shut up. You're talking to us. We don't know we're a Sandy. It sounds dumb.
So you guys are in L.A., so in my head, you guys know everybody.
We know everybody in Los Angeles. You need a hookup. You need a place to stay. We'll just call somebody up.
Cool.
You crash at Bill Shatner's house, you know.
I want to go to Edward Murphy's house.
I know where he lives. 1-800-955-5567 is the number. Thank you so much, Headcrack, for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Where can they? You can follow him on Twitter at Headcrack with a K.
Same thing on Instagram. And if you want to be in a music video, hit me up. And if you guys got some free time this weekend, come on, we'll have
fun.
Man. I'll bring whatever wine you like. Ooh. I'll tell women about the nipple and the baby too. We will have an exotic weekend. It'll be exotic.
Thank you so much, Headcrack. We're going to take a break. Come back. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.